Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast, hosted by Taylor.
So today I am very happy to be speaking with Maxime Godet from Cognac Godet. How are you today, Maxime?
Taylor, I am all good. Very pleased to be seated with you and speaking about cognac.
We can agree. Fantastic. So for our listeners, who are you and what do you do at Cognac Godet?
So Godet is today in the hand of the 15th generation. We are now three brothers. My older brother, Jean-Edouard, is a master blender, the master of the cellar. And my other brother, Cyril, both of us, we are looking after markets, marketing, and creativity in terms of how can we use what my brother, Jean-Edouard, is producing. How can we play with it? How can we create, you know, cognac out of the beaten track?
Fantastic. So I'm going to have plenty of questions about Godet and your role. But before we do that, can you tell us what cognac we are tasting today?
So originally, the name of the ordage we are tasting today was the Centenary Blend, which was a blend created a few years back in order to celebrate for a very particular market. So it is a blend from Grand Champagne, but in order to give him a special twist for you guys, Jean-Edouard added some unique cognac originally from Montil and Colombard grape variety.
Fantastic. So I want to get back to this, the family side of the business. How is it working with your three, well, with your brothers, your two brothers? Are there ever differing perspectives or disagreements, or how do you manage that?
But we are very lucky because none of us have a similar brain. So because of this very unique way of seeing stuff, we don't really argue much. When one of us has an idea, whatever it is, creating a cognac or, I don't know, finding new grape variety, it is always the one who has the most convincing that gains the prize. For us, democracy is not how we work. We work on the one with the most convincing.
Fantastic. Great. So I'm sure always peaceful, never any disagreements.
Yeah, but we were lucky because, you know, my family, for the last 15 generations, we all come from a city called La Rochelle. It is a city by the Atlantic Ocean. And by living from the Atlantic Ocean, we have been sailing, doing a lot of racing boats during our entire youth. And we were the crew of my father. And when you race with your brothers for 20 years, you learn how to gain confidence. You learn how they function. You work to play together. And actually, what we are now doing at Cognac Godet is exactly what we used to do on my father's boat. We have a great way to cooperate in order to move fast, to be efficient, and to have a lot of fun.
That's great. And I want to ask a question about your role, because we talk fairly frequently, and very often you're in another country halfway around the world. Can you tell people a little bit what does it entail to sell cognac around the world? Because bottles don't just sell themselves.
I know, that's for sure. That's for sure. You have to wake up very early, take 20 flights, and go around the corner and show yourself, exhibit your product. You have to give yourself to sell your product. Well, the great advantage by doing what we are doing is you are able to measure the temper of the world. Because when you go from India to China, to Australia, to New Zealand, to New York, to Los Angeles, to Cape Town, to Uruguay, you are able to travel the world, and the people we meet are not the people who are living in office. We are dealing with people who are down to the, in the street. We are talking to the, you know, regular person. So it gives you a fairly accurate vision of how the world is really doing and how the people are living their own life 20 hours away by plane from where you are.
Have you noticed any trends or any shifting behaviors in clients around the world?
But, you know, with this Instagram invading, you know, all our lives, I remember when I started my young career, communication was not, of course, as it is today. So when you were living a certain experience somewhere, no one could know about it. It would stay where it happened. But today, when you do something in, I don't know, in Chengdu, in the middle of China, and you just take a picture, you share it on your Instagram, and all of a sudden, your clients from Uruguay or from Cape Town, they know exactly where you have been, how you did it. And it is the same for everything. So I think it is less charming today. It has less poetry than it used to have, because everybody sees the same thing, everybody knows the same thing, and we base our assumption on what we see.
Understood. Okay. So at Cognac Godet, do you have your own vines, or do you have a very close network of vignerons that you work with, or maybe both?
No, actually, we don't have our own vines, but we work with 17 different wineries and very close. I think those people are the same we've been working with for decades. With them, we imagine the future. Some of them, we planted Montil, Colombard, trying to do something with the Folignan, all great varietal from before the Phylloxera. And we are lucky because we have the network of wine growers over the 6th Cru of Cognac. So we work with the 6th Cru of Cognac. We cultivate, you know, 4 different great varieties, and we age our cognac by the Atlantic Ocean. So it gives to Godet, we are able to create new colors of cognac.
Okay, great. And so for these 17 wine grower partners, I imagine you're buying the young eau de vie to be aged in La Rochelle. Do you ever buy old lots or old batches of cognac whenever you find them?
Not that often. Either it is for a very specific reason, but we have cognac aging in our cellar. You know, we have vintages from 1852. So it is not even written cognac on the label. It is still written brand. So, you know, we have a fairly good stock of very old. And so we are okay from that point.
Yeah. So you buy it young and then you're aging everything.
Yeah.
And the old stuff that we see today coming from Godet is stuff that you've been aging for decades.
Exactly. And this is why if you don't foresee cognac as a legacy business, it's always complicated, because what we burn today, like my ancestor used to say, instead of distill, we used to burn the wine. We doing it for our 16th generation. My daughters or the daughters of my brothers will be the one to sell in 25 years or 30 years a special order to maybe your children.
Yeah.
Who will be working at Cognac Expert.
Now, you're in La Rochelle, which is unique. How does that impact the aging and everything with your cognac production?
So basically, what is aging? Aging is time that goes by on the barrel. But what is time when it comes to cognac? Time is, you know, it is a weather. So the weather is actually what, you know, changes for the eau de vie to a great cognac, whether it is a cold, a cool, a dry, a humid weather. And being in La Rochelle, so close from the Atlantic Ocean, we benefit from oceanic climate, which is a little bit humid, of course, which is less hot in the summer and less cool in the winter. And so we have a very specific weather to age our cognac compared to some other our good friends who have their cellar in the middle of the countryside down to the valley, where winter are tougher and the summer are extremely hot. So it's a little bit like bourbon and the single and the Irish whiskey. Yep. Bourbon are raised in a very hot and cold temperature variation.
Yep.
While the Scottish, you know, they basically, you know, the temperatures that change is less dramatic.
Right. Okay. How many cellars do you have around La Rochelle?
We have 3 kind of cellars. One cellar that has a natural source that is surrounding the... Our one cellar is actually in the water.
I suppose that's a very humid one then.
Yeah, very humid.
Okay. Now, before we talk about this ordage again, are there any new projects, any new experimentations that you have coming up at Godet in the near future?
Yes, one very new product that's going to be released in February which is here, but I cannot tell you more about that. We will taste it together once he will be out, so then you can speak about it.
Okay, perfect. I'll just wait then. Great. So let's talk more about this ordage. So you said it's a blend of multiple cru, correct?
Yes, it's a multiple vintage, so three different vintage. It is from Grand Champagne, and the Montil and the Colombard are from Fimbois.
And the ABV, or the alcohol level, is at 42%, not 40. Can you maybe comment on what kind of change can somebody expect from just having those two extra alcohol percentage points?
The reality, I think, in the cognac, I think for, I would say, exotism reason, we like to put it at 42. It gives you a little bit more kick, you know, it lasts a little bit longer. But cognac is definitely a product that is really enjoyable with a lower ABV. You know, cognac at 50 or 45, I feel, you know, they are never as expressive as a floral as when they are at 40. So for some reason, we wanted to keep it at 42 because it was originally at 44 and it was diluted over the years. So we didn't want to change it. And maybe the rest of the stock we have in maybe 5 or 6 or 7 years will be down to 40. So it was a natural alcohol decrease.
Yep. Okay. Can you comment on what type of oak barrels you use at Godet? Or do you use a whole bunch of different types?
We are originally Dutch, and the Dutch people, you know, we like to keep things like they used to be. And so we mainly use old barrels. It is very seldom that, of course, we buy a new one, but we never age our blends in young barrel because Godet, the olfactive signature and the gustative signature is the fruit and the flower. And in order to really have the feeling and the nose of those two fundamental elements in the Godet culture, using barrel with too much oak will overtake this taste and this nose of flower and fruit.
So your cognacs in general are seeing basically no time in new oak barrels.
Yes, basically, yes. Very, very seldom. Okay. Very seldom. We like the word for us is not what makes our cognac great.
Okay. It's rather the quality of the spirit itself and the aging next to the ocean in La Rochelle.
Exactly. And by using older barrels, you can have a longer aging. And I guess I always say that, you know, the synonym of a good cognac, time. Without time, it's very difficult to obtain an alcohol at, you know, 40, 42 that, you know, gives you so much pleasure.
Right. Okay. And do you know this ordage blend, did it age in one of your really humid cellars? Or what cellar did this one age in?
It was aged in our cellar, which is not very humid. It's a little bit dry, but this is the one where we keep this blend.
Okay, great. And so if we move to a tasting note, obviously tasting notes are subjective and what you might smell and taste is different from what I might smell and taste, but can you give some descriptions of the nose and the palate and finish of this cognac?
Yes, I can do that, of course. So the first thing we wanted to have in this cognac is, I don't know if you've seen the color, but the color is a very light amber color. And for a cognac of this age, it's a very particular, you know, it shows how we use the barrel. It shows how we use the barrel because the color comes from the oak. So the lighter is the color means the older is the barrel. This is the first thing. Then when it comes to the nose, the first thing you can have, it will be a little bit floral, but then you will have some laser note, a little bit of chocolate. And you have, when you taste very quickly, this ratio, which is, how do you say that? Une particularité of all cognac.
Well, look, Maxime, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for answering my questions about this fantastic cognac. I love this cognac. Been very thrilled to do the mini barrel that we did with it in June. And now this ordage edition here in November and then and December for the calendar. So again, thank you very much. I hope to see you soon. And of course, happy holidays.
Thank you, Taylor. Anytime, I will be here.
Fantastic. Au revoir.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac.